Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer by James L. Swanson is a work of narrative history and historical true crime about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the pursuit of John Wilkes Booth. Rather than treating the murder at Ford's Theater as an isolated event, Swanson reconstructs the wider conspiracy, the immediate confusion in Washington, and the intense 12-day search that followed. The book is grounded in historical research but written with the pacing of a thriller moving through military orders, witness accounts, hiding places, river crossings, and political fear. Its purpose is not only to describe how Booth was found, but also to show how a wounded federal government tried to preserve authority at the end of the Civil War. The result is a detailed account of crime, flight, investigation, and national trauma, aimed at general readers as well as those interested in Lincoln, the Civil War, and American political violence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 12-day structure turns aftermath into the central historical drama. Swanson organizes the book around the compressed period between Lincoln's assassination and Booth's death, making the aftermath as important as the murder itself. This structure matters because the assassination is often remembered as a single iconic moment at Ford's Theater. While the book shows that the political meaning of the event unfolded over days of uncertainty, rumor, and emergency action, the chase format allows readers to see how incomplete information shaped decisions. Officials did not instantly understand the size of the conspiracy, the destination of the fugitives, or whether further attacks were coming. By following the hours and days after the shooting, Swanson emphasizes the instability of Washington at a moment when the Civil War had effectively ended, but peace had not yet been secured. The tight chronology also creates analytical clarity. Each movement by Booth, David Harold, federal troops, detectives, and civilians becomes part of a chain of cause and consequence. The result is a history in which time pressure is not merely dramatic, but essential to understanding how crisis response worked in 1865. Secondly, John Wilkes Booth is presented as both celebrity actor and political conspirator. A central strength of the book is its attention to Booth as more than a one-dimensional assassin. Swanson places him within the culture of 19th-century celebrity, theatrical performance, and intense pro-Confederate politics. Booth was a famous actor, and the book uses that fact to explain how he understood image, gesture, and public memory. His escape after the assassination was not only an attempt to avoid capture, it was also bound up with his desire to be seen as a heroic avenger by Southern sympathizers. This distinction helps explain the gap between Booth's self-image and the reaction he actually encountered. The book shows that political violence depends not only on ideology, but also on imagined audiences. Booth expected meaning to attach to his act in a particular way, yet the defeated Confederacy and many civilians were in no position to embrace him openly. By combining biography, conspiracy, and psychology, Swanson explains how personal ambition, theatricality, and extremist politics converged in the attack on Lincoln. Edwin Stanton embodies federal authority under conditions of shock. The book gives major attention to Secretary of War Edwin Stanton, whose role after the assassination illustrates how government authority had to be reasserted quickly. Stanton was not simply an administrator issuing orders from a distance. He coordinated military communications, directed the search, managed information, and helped stabilize the federal response while Lincoln lay dying and then after his death. Swanson uses Stanton to show that the manhunt was also a test of institutional capacity. The United States had just survived Civil War, and the killing of the president raised immediate fears about a broader decapitation plot against the government. Stanton's response demonstrates the overlap between law enforcement and military power in an era before modern federal investigative agencies. Troops, telegraph lines, informants, reward notices, and detention decisions all became tools in the pursuit. The book does not treat crisis management as clean or orderly. Instead, it shows how urgency, grief, suspicion, and limited evidence shaped the federal response. Stanton stands out because his actions connected mourning with the practical need to find the conspirators and protect the state. Fourthly, the escape route reveals the social geography of a divided border region. Booth's flight from Washington into Maryland and toward Virginia gives the book a strong geographic dimension. Swanson shows that the manhunt was not conducted across neutral terrain. The areas south and east of Washington contained divided loyalties, Confederate sympathizers, rural hiding places, waterways, poor roads, and households where fugitives might seek aid or silence. This setting explains why Booth and Harold could evade capture for several days despite the enormous attention placed on the crime. Their progress depended on practical details, medical help for Booth's injured leg, knowledge of local routes, access to food and shelter, and the willingness or hesitation of civilians to assist. The book also demonstrates that geography can shape justice. Federal power was strongest in Washington, but its reach became more complicated in rural spaces where personal networks mattered. Figures such as Samuel Mudd and others connected to the escape route illustrate the difficulty of distinguishing active conspiracy, sympathy, fear, and opportunistic assistance. Swanson uses the route to show how the Civil War continued to live in local loyalties after major battlefield conflict had ended. Lastly, the book blends scholarly reconstruction with the momentum of true crime. Manhunt stands out because it brings together archival historical detail and the narrative energy associated with crime writing. Swanson reconstructs movements, decisions, and encounters in a way that makes the chase intelligible to non-specialist readers while still anchoring the account in documented events. This approach has clear benefits. It makes a complex historical episode easier to follow, clarifies the sequence of the conspiracy and pursuit, and restores attention to lesser-known participants in the aftermath of the assassination. At the same time, the book's thriller-like style raises an important limitation common to narrative history. Dramatic pacing can make past events feel more certain or seamless than they were to the people living through them. Swanson generally uses the form to increase accessibility rather than to replace evidence. But readers should remain aware that narrative compression is different from academic argument. The value of the book lies in how it translates research into a coherent public history. It offers readers a way to understand the assassination not as a static national myth, but as a fast-moving criminal and political crisis. In conclusion, Manhunt is especially suitable for readers who want American history presented with the immediacy of a true crime investigation. It will appeal to Civil War readers, Lincoln specialists at a general level, students of political violence, and anyone interested in how governments respond when leadership is attacked. Its practical benefit is historical understanding. The book shows how intelligence gathering, communication systems, military authority, civilian networks, and public fear shaped the pursuit of Booth. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes the Lincoln assassination as a process rather than a single event. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how the murder disrupted Reconstruction before it had fully begun, and how national grief became linked to the demand for justice. Compared with many Lincoln assassination books, Swanson's work stands out for its narrow focus and high narrative control. It does not attempt to cover Lincoln's entire presidency or the full Civil War. Instead, it uses 12 days to examine conspiracy, escape, investigation, and symbolic aftermath in concentrated detail. That focus gives the book unusual momentum while preserving historical substance. It is a strong example of accessible narrative history readable, researched, and attentive to the human and institutional pressure surrounding one of the most consequential crimes in United States history. If you would like to support James L. Swanson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. See you around.